Bitcoin saw a dramatic drop this week, falling as much as 39% after a record high Monday of over $19,000. And today, Coinbase, one of the biggest Bitcoin marketplaces, shut down for short periods. Here for a check-in on the Bitcoin ecosystem is Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. And Mike, do us a favor. How about just one sentence for those just checking in on this? What's a Bitcoin?
Oh, boy, one sentence, that's tough. So Bitcoin is a digital currency that's used around the world, and it's really the first currency that does not have a nation or a central bank backing it up. Mm. And the idea is that, you know, say I cut your lawn for you, Robin, and you want to pay me in Bitcoin. You can pay me without any other third party being involved, in theory, so that it sort of goes around the entire banking and payment system.
Right, but that also means it doesn't have backing, so that's where people get scared. But news this week gave it some more legitimacy. Bloomberg reports that Goldman Sachs will be setting up a trading desk just for cryptocurrencies, and the biggest of those is Bitcoin. So why is that significant?
So this really signals how seriously Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are starting to be taken by the Main Street financial Wall Street system. And it shows that there really is a large demand from big clients of banks like Goldman, people like hedge funds and institutional investors. And it follows the launch of Bitcoin futures by two of the mainstream exchange companies, CBOE and CME. And CME is where futures for things like crude oil and corn are traded. So otherwise, you have to trade it on a variety of startup exchanges, which have had a lot of technical issues and problems with hackers and so forth. And that had made traditional Wall Street firms nervous. So now it's clear they're getting more and more comfortable with the use of Bitcoin.
Well, hackers are using ransomware and increasingly demanding Bitcoin. Isn't it hard to get? I mean, how are they doing that?
Well, so the very nature of Bitcoin, as I said, allows users to be anonymous and really move money around without using the traditional banking system. So that's obviously very attractive to criminals. At Bloomberg here, we had a really fascinating story this week explaining, since Bitcoin has surged so much in value, it's really emboldened these criminals and caused a massive escalation in demands as far as the dollar value of the demands from hackers who send out ransomware. The story quoted an executive from the insurance company Chubb saying that top payments in corporate ransomware attacks have begun to exceed $1 million. Mm. And again, Bitcoin is scarce, and that's what's causing the price to go up. But the ransomware people haven't really adjusted their demands. You know, if they previously asked for 10 Bitcoins, that's what they're still asking for, even though the dollar value of them has gone up so much.
Well, cryptocurrencies are all very volatile, as we've been seeing. But also, you point out, penny stocks are changing their name to things with Bitcoin in it to scam people. So beware of scams in the few seconds we have.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, scam might be a little bit too strong of a word for some of them. A lot of them are doing nothing illegal. They're simply changing the name of their company. There's a company yesterday, Long Island Iced Tea, which basically makes iced tea, changed its name to Long Blockchain, which is the technology behind Bitcoin. And the stock jumped 183%.
Okay.
So it's crazy.
Long Island Iced Tea. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.